Hello, I'm Courtney Vian, a senior editor at the Journal of Accountancy, and this is the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Today we'll be speaking with Ryan Powell, senior director of recruiting at the LaSalle Network, which is a recruiting and staffing firm based in Chicago. Ryan and her team have placed hundreds of accountants, so they are very well versed in what employers are looking for from today's new hires. And today Ryan is going to be speaking with us about soft skills. Namely, what kind of soft skills employers want most, how they can hire for soft skills, and what kind of interview questions they can ask to determine whether candidates have the right skills. We'll hear from her in a moment, but first, please listen to this message from our sponsor.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
All right, we're back. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Courtney.
Okay, so tell me, why are soft skills important when you're hiring new accountants?
Yeah, I think... I guess at its most basic level, you know, candidates coming out of college or university, when they graduate, they have typically, hopefully, the technical training from their college coursework, but they're lacking the application. So, you know, training and onboarding, I think in general, have been huge topics of interest for this upcoming or incoming generation, and companies have and are investing a lot into more sophisticated processes for that. So I think candidates' attitude, their coachability, their drive are really things that companies are trying to assess outside of the technical skills, at least with new hires.
So what kinds of soft skills should employers be looking for?
So, you know, as we drill down and continue to ask questions with the clients that we work with and the hiring managers, what we're really finding is that they want people who are information seekers. They want candidates that, you know, can apply the technical training that they have. They know how to do some research. They aren't afraid to Google for an answer or reach out to their network if they had an internship or they have a professor. They have other places to lean on to find answers, but also know, you know, once they've kind of hit a wall, when to ask for help.
So what kind of questions could someone ask during an interview to suss out whether they have these kinds of skills?
Yeah. I think for like your basic soft skills, these are the behavioral questions. They can be as generic as your, you know, tell me a strength or a weakness. And I think what we tend to look for when we're assessing candidates and asking those types of more basic questions is making sure that we're getting real answers and not just scripted answers that, you know, they practiced in, you know, job readiness class in college. You know, there's a lot of canned answers we can get sometimes. What we're looking for are people who have a little bit more self-awareness and a little bit more original answers, I think, is important. And you can put twists and personal touches on some of those good, strong, you know, strength answers or weakness answers. But you want to make it your own. But you can also ask questions. It's you know, a lot of the tell me about, right? Tell me about a project you had to work on from scratch, or tell me about a stressful time at work or school. How did you handle it?
So what's a good question you could ask if you're looking for that information-seeking quality in the candidate?
Yeah, I think the information-seeking, I think... You know, maybe it could even go back to the stressful time or project you had to start from scratch, or tell me about a time where you had an assignment, or you had a project at work that, you know, maybe you didn't know the answer, or you couldn't complete it 100%. You know, what did you do to complete the work as closely as possible? You know, you just hear their thought process. Well, I didn't have access to this information, so, you know, in doing additional research, I realized that I could get part of it by going to, you know, this website or by, you know, utilizing this data set. You just want to hear how they got creative to get to a final answer. It doesn't have to be the perfect answer. They don't have to have completed everything, but how did you think about it?
Why is communication important in accounting?
So they're looking for people who can not only get, accurate data, who can, have that detail orientation that comes with, the what we think of as an accountant, right? It's an important part of that skill set, but also being able to communicate that information. We're seeing that becoming more and more, especially as you get farther along in your career, when we start looking to recruit for senior level or manager level candidates, their ability to, articulate how they've worked with the business is becoming a hot topic.
So let's talk about proactivity. Why is that an important trait for accountants to have?
As companies start to move faster and as companies and clients are trying to adapt to change, the changing marketplace, changes in technology and how we use technology, I think everybody's learning, right? It's not just, the new hires or people coming in. I think all levels within organizations are having to learn nowadays as part of our jobs. We have to evolve. So I think bringing in candidates that don't need to have their hands held all day and can, take a task list and say, okay, I will run at this as fast as I can, and I'll circle back when I've hit walls on things, or I'll get done as much as I can and come back at the end and let you know what I couldn't get to and where I need help, as opposed to coming with every single question. People just don't have time for it.
So another buzzword that we hear often is agility. What does agility mean in the context of accounting?
I think being agile and, just with this onset of technology and the variety of options and data available to drive business, companies want ideas. They want to try new things. They want to improve customer experience. They want to cut costs. Like, those are key initiatives for most organizations we work with right now. So, being able to think outside the box and be adaptable in how we service our customers is an important part of accounting, not just, the service side.
So in terms of hiring, how would you assess a person's agility?
In our industry, we're constantly changing. We work with lots of different companies. We work, that's a lot of different types of cultures and a lot of different types of, business process and industries. And they all have their own unique, traits and needs when it comes to hiring. So we change constantly. So when thinking about how to hire people that can adapt to that environment, I think trying to figure out where they get frustrated is a key part of the interview process. Tell me about a time where, maybe something didn't go your way. And like, even hearing people talk about that, you can see some people get really frustrated just by reliving it or having to talk about it. And that's okay for some organizations and for some positions, but not for others. And, you need to really find people that can, see things as a learning experience or be able to talk about it that way to show that they can move on. One hiccup in your day can't affect your whole day.
So what are some ways employers could help develop these skills in their new hires?
I think one, when you get to the root of why people get frustrated by change or, maybe don't, quote unquote, adapt as well to certain changes, I think it just comes down to communication on the client end or the company side. I think making sure that change is communicated appropriately, and we talk about it a lot here at LaSalle, and making sure that when things do change or when we make tweaks in our process, that we're explaining the why behind it. I think a lot of times people get frustrated because they think it's just another thing I have to do, as opposed to understanding the bigger picture. And sometimes it's that takes time to sit down and have those conversations, and at the end of the day, they're invaluable.
So another topic we hear a lot about these days is cultural fit. Is there a way you can use soft skills to hire for cultural fit?
Our CEO, another, hiring point for us is what he calls a plane test. And as we're interviewing candidates for our company or for our team, and recommendations we'll give to the hiring managers we work with too is, you're around people you work with more than you're at home with your family. So you want to make sure you like them, but you know, it, you know, the plane test is, are you hiring somebody you would be okay sitting next to for a four-hour plane ride? Would you want to sit next to them? And I think it's interesting. I think, you know, we want to work with people that we want to be around. We innately want to be around people like us, but it doesn't have to be, you know, your best friend or your body double, or I think it could be just, you want to be around something, somebody you share something in common with, whether it be a hobby, an interest in life. But I think at the core of like hiring for business is hiring people that have a similar drive. Are they motivated by similar things? Motivated by things that are in line with what you're hiring for.
What are some of the best ways firms can get out in front of fresh accounting graduates?
Mm-hmm. I think now it's social media, obviously, is a huge component. I think students coming out of college, everybody's connected. Referrals are a huge part too. I think using their networks and, you know good people, and making sure that, you know, if you've got good employees that are happy, and, you know, how are you leveraging their experiences in your organization to try and find people with similar backgrounds? You know, when you think about the Big Four and the types of candidates and the experience candidates get when they work there, you know, you're going to these companies that have a reputation globally for, you know, training and giving, you know, good, solid accounting exposure to recent grads. You know, you get trained up quickly. You see a lot. You know, but you also get to go in with classes of your peers, you know, whether they're from your college, they're from other, you know, strong accounting programs in your area. And you're starting with a class of 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 other recent grads. So there's this community, you know, like a sorority or fraternity might have at large CPA firms that that they can sell. You know, that's an experience as opposed to like just trying to make accounting, you know, a social media hot topic. It's more the community that they're able to build by bringing in people who can, you know, have lasting relationship. But you know, I have clients or candidates that I've worked with for years that, you know, there's four or five of them that are a group of friends that, you know, all did their, you know, first two or three years at PwC or EY together, and they all stay in touch and refer each other jobs, and, you know, they have that network. And I think every firm has that.
What are some ways that smaller firms can compete with larger ones when they're trying to recruit fresh graduates?
I think, you know, the smaller firms, again, can leverage some of those experiences, or, you know, making sure that, you know, as they're hiring smaller classes of recent grads, you know, are they getting them out to happy hours? Are they doing baseball games in their cities? Are they doing things outside of work that they can use as, you know, publicity to attract kind of that next generation of recent grad? And, you know, the smaller CPA firms and mid-tier firms, you know, the variety of exposure you get as, you know, as an accountant is similar to Big Four. The types of companies you'll have exposure to might be different, but, you know, in today's market, it's just as valuable to have small to mid-tier experience as it is, you know, for Big Four in some cases. So attracting people, you know, and making, you know, that transition from college to the real world a little less intimidating, I think is probably an area of opportunity.
So moving to the other side of the equation, what are some things that new accounting graduates can do to show off their soft skills?
Yeah. I think it starts on the resume, and I feel like this is a bit of a trick question because it's kind of a fine line in showing your soft skills, or it's almost showing your personality, right? And I think you got to make sure that you understand that those are different. You know, to put every single thing that you love doing on the weekends is one thing, but, you know, knowing your audience and making sure that you're highlighting things that you do outside of your schoolwork that, you know, put yourself in the shoes of the person reading the resume. You know, if you have any, if you were on a you know, sports team in college, or even if you played on a rec team, or you're an avid runner, or you do marathons, like these are all things that take time that you've had to prioritize on top of school. You know, I think that shows a soft skill that, that you have the ability to manage that.
How about when they go on an interview.
But there's ways to highlight points on your resume by telling a story. I think you just want to make sure that your story isn't 2 hours long. making sure that, tell me about, this bullet on your resume, or if a hiring manager just, blatantly says, tell me about your internship. Making sure that you're providing, here's what I did on a day-to-day basis, and here was something I wanted to highlight, and making sure that it exemplifies those soft skills. Here was a project that I had that I was really proud of. It blew up in my face, we had to rally on it, and here's how we ended up getting it done. I think there's easy ways to pull those examples out in a concise manner without being asked necessarily.
And is this also something they could highlight on their LinkedIn page?
Oh, absolutely. And you'll see too. I think there's a fine line with recent grads and making sure, that you have some meat on your resume, but you also don't want it to be, more than that one page. It doesn't make sense yet. There's ways to add bullets that are more, situational, or, highlight projects that they worked on, or, things that they completed. Any, business fraternities have a lot of competitions in college. You can highlight what that project was and what the outcome was on a resume. But again, you just want to make sure that it doesn't get too lengthy. People lose interest.
Do you have any thoughts on how faculty or how accounting departments could help students grow these soft skills?
I think I've seen a lot of good examples from students who had, it's coming out of your undergrad, you're not going to have a thesis, but, a term project, like a senior project. We see at some universities have that where, they're given like a business project to work on. Here's a, either real or a, hypothetical company, and here's something that they're struggling with, put together a business plan to turn it around. When universities have things like that, candidates can speak to it, even though it's not, wasn't real, and their outcomes didn't necessarily, cut the costs or improve revenue. The thought process was there on how to go about doing it. So I think those I found to be impressive with candidates coming out of school, or just making sure that they're encouraging internships.
Once again, that was Ryan Powell of the LaSalle Network, and this was the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.